from KQED.
San Francisco supervisors were pretty pissed off this week at the U.S. Navy.
It feels as if the Navy is constantly sweeping something under the rug, and that is very disingenuous. And quite frankly, it's infuriating. It's not fair.
City leaders say it is not fair that there are still all these questions about whether land at Hunter's Point, where there are hundreds of homes, is toxic. We've been following the story of the Hunter's Point cleanup. This week, the San Francisco Board of Supervisors called a meeting to get answers from the Navy and from Tetra Tech. That's the company that's been accused of falsifying soil samples. Today, an update on Hunter's Point. I'm Devin Katayama. Welcome to The Bay.
Thank you. Thank you. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen.
So I think the city wanted, answers about what happened. How did this happen? And what are you going to do to clean it up?
In particular, we're here to discuss the accusations of eco-fraud, falsified tests, cleanup methodology, and the percentage of Parcel G that will be retested following renewed public discussion of the level of which fraudulent testing took place at the shipyard.
Supervisor Malia Cohen called the hearing to ask of the various parties, Navy, Tetra Tech, the timeline in which retesting would happen.
Erica Aguilar produces The Bay. She covers housing. She also sits right next to me. And last week, she hosted an episode all about the controversy behind the Hunter's Point cleanup.
So Hunter's Point is this huge swath of land that sits along the bay. What parts of Hunter's Point were the Board of Supervisors focusing on for this?
Parcel G is about 40 acres of the shipyard that Tetra Tech did work on that is now deemed unreliable.
Again, today's hearing is focused on the retesting of Parcel G, which is where fraudulent activity and falsified tests have been confirmed.
Parcel A is what sometimes people call the hilltop. It's where about 300 homes currently sit.
I have expectant families contacting my office with real fears about giving birth while living at the shipyard and raising their children on what is widely perceived to be toxic land.
So, okay, we know that Tetra Tech is the company that was paid a lot of money to clean up the land. And we haven't heard a lot from Tetra Tech since all this falsifying documents and falsifying data has kind of come to the surface. We do know that two employees have pleaded guilty to doing that. So this was kind of a big deal that they were coming out to the Board of Supervisors.
Oh, yes, it was a big deal.
All right, Tetra Tech, you're up.
I thought this was a moment where supervisors were going to ask what went wrong. I was just thinking, what if Tetra Tech like says more stuff about what things they did wrong?
And we learn a bunch of new stuff.
I don't know. Who knows? But it never happened that way.
Wait, so who came out to speak on behalf?
It was an attorney for Tetra Tech.
We thank you for allowing us to participate in this conversation today.
What's your name?
My name is Preston Hobson. I'm the Senior Vice President and General Counsel of Tetra Tech, Inc.
And Supervisor Malia Cohen said you weren't the person that I was expecting. I had asked for a technical staff.
Are you the only representative from Tetra Tech here today?
Yes, I am, Supervisor.
Okay, so I just wanted to be very...
So they asked for somebody who knew a lot about the technical side of what the supervisors were asking. They sent an attorney.
And Dr. Brownlee sends his regrets. Unfortunately, he had another conflicting engagement that he could not get out of.
What did they learn from the attorney?
Nothing. Nothing because...
What do you mean?
Well, because they sent the attorney packing. The attorney was like, well, look, the person that you asked to come couldn't come and he sent me.
Oh, okay. So are there any cleanup projects in your portfolio that are not located in low-income or impoverished neighborhoods? If so, tell us where they are.
We engage in radiological remediation projects around the country in communities of all types.
That really annoyed the supervisors, and they were like, why are we wasting our time? And they sent him away.
I'm so sorry. That is not an answer to the supervisor's question. And I just feel if you're not going to answer questions, I'm not going to waste our time with this.
Okay.
So what does the city want? That's fine with me. And what are these companies or the Navy obligated to do?
The city wants the Navy to clean up the stuff.
Yeah, on both parcels, Parcel A and Parcel G.
Yeah, like on everything.
Parcel A, Parcel G, and whatever else we decide needs to be rescanned out there.
So they asked for the Navy to give them a timeline of when they were going to start the retesting of Parcel G and other parts that Tetra Tech worked on that's now unreliable. The Navy answered by saying they would put out a plan in the next 30 days or so.
We are in agreement with EPA that all of Tetra Tech EC's radiological work areas must be reevaluated. The Navy will be releasing a draft work plan on Parcel G for public comment within the next month. This will allow us to retest and certify that the property is safe for transfer.
So that was Parcel G, but Parcel A has hundreds of homes on it, and I think still more than 100 are going to be developed on that land. But doesn't the developer own that land?
Yeah, that's right. The supervisors did ask repeatedly, can you please commit to retesting Parcel A? Because that's where people live, and that's what we're all worried about. There's like a coffee house there, and there is, you know, lots of homes that are built.
I would really like the Navy to commit today to testing Parcel A. I know the scientific evidence does not support it, and I know that our local Department of Public Health has said that, and I know that we basically lopped off an entire hill, right? I know the work was very different, but I completely understand why people are concerned.
Supervisors are very unhappy and angry about the fact that really no one committed to retesting Parcel A. And when I say no one, I mean the Navy, the EPA, the parties involved.
Why?
All of our information and our data right now deem that Parcel A is safe. And in fact, someone from the Navy even said that she would live there, that she would have her family live there.
Parcel A is safe. I would live there. I would have my family live there.
I just want to say, like, it would suck to own a house on Parcel A at this moment.
Like, I think what you're talking about is like trust, right? Like there is broken trust right now.
Yeah.
One of the whistleblowers spoke during public comment and just talked about how when you break someone's trust, it's really hard to get it back.
Once you have proven yourself to be dishonest, then you have to question absolutely everything that you've been given. You can't accept anything.
Doesn't the city have some sort of obligation in this? I mean, the Board of Supervisors held this meeting. But at some point, I almost feel like they are part of who we need to ask questions to.
I think so, too. If the Navy is right, that they went to the mayor's office in 2016 and let them know.
We met with the mayor's office, supervisor's office, many, and said, this is a grave situation. We want to resolve it. We are going to embark on a comprehensive review of all the data. And it has taken a long time.
It would have been great if the mayor's office would have said, hey, guys, something's wrong here. Let's call a hearing in 2016 and figure out what's going on. But instead, we're doing it in May 2018. There's lots of little things that went wrong that when you put it all together, it is one big, huge pile of stuff.
Crap. All right, Erica, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
If you haven't heard last week's episode where Erica visits the site with Chris Roberts, who's been reporting on the Hunters Point cleanup for a while, please go back, check it out, get the story about how we got here. You can find The Bay wherever you get your podcasts. Have you ever gone through some kind of monumental metamorphosis, and who you were before completely changed in some weird, beautiful, maybe messed up kind of way? That's what The Leap is all about. It's a podcast that tells stories about people making risky, dramatic life changes. And season 3 has officially launched, so go subscribe to The Leap wherever you get your podcasts.